Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I'm Dr. Dave. Great to have you here. Of course, as you know, this is the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. A lot more than that, but that's enough to keep you going for a while. If you're a brand new listener, welcome. We appreciate you. Thanks for being with us. And I have to warn you, like I think I've said before, if you're brand new, this show could become addicting or addictive. What's the word? I'm not sure what the word is, but you get the point. You're not going to be, you're going to want to listen to every single upcoming episode. A new episode comes out every single Monday morning online. And you, of course, it's there forever. You can listen to it whenever you want. Some people think like you have to listen to it when it first comes out Monday morning, but no, you can listen to it whenever you like. The David Matto Lifestyle Show is available for you on iTunes and also, of course, at my website, davidmatto.com. It's davidmaddow.com. I'm actually taking a walk now with a friend of mine who's going to be our guest on our show today. Before I introduce him, you're going to love him, by the way. Before I introduce him, I just want to remind you, I wear these beads every day. I get these beads from my friend Desmond. He's got a website, and it's beadsbydez.com, BEADS by Dez, DEZ.com. And they've given me so much energy. I can't really explain it. I love them. I never take them off except when I'm in the bath, shower, or running. That's the only time I ever take them off. But they just give me a sense of peace and energy. And Dez has made a special offer to you, anybody that listens or is a friend of mine, to go to his website, beadsbydez.com. And if you enter the offer code Dave, D-A-V-E, you get free shipping. I mean, God, take advantage of it. I'm not sure how long he's going to keep that up, but take advantage of beadsbydez.com. Okay, so I am taking a walk with my good friend Don Robertson today. It's a beautiful day out here. Don Robertson is the, I hope I get this right. If I don't, he's going to correct me, so don't worry. But he is the founder of Earth Save Baltimore, a great organization, which, by the way, I'm a member of, but they create awareness of living peacefully, not using animals in your life for eating, for entertainment, for wearing. They do a lot of great things. They sponsor dinners and events and speakers, and I'll let Don tell you a little bit more about it, but that's not the only reason I've got Don. Don is just a great guy, and I'm going to ask him some questions. He's going to share some of his experiences with you, and guess what? We're going to change some lives today. There is no question. And I always say that if I change one life by this show, then I've done my job. But I have a feeling today we're going to be changing a lot more than one life. So, Don, how's it going? Welcome. We're taking a walk. It's a beautiful day. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. Really glad to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me. What we're doing with the Earth Save Baltimore group is we've been doing this since 1997. I founded our local Baltimore chapter back then, and ever since then, we've been having a monthly vegan dinner with a different speaker each month, and it's been going really well. The interest has grown so much, it's just amazing. It's really exciting to see the way things are developing now. I just came back from the Vegan Soul Fest in downtown Baltimore. And my goodness, this is only the third annual one, and there must have been 5,000 people there. It was like, whoa, something's changing. Something is in the air. It's like, I find it really exciting. And what got me interested in this way, way back was I remember when my mom first told me that we kill animals for food, and I was like, ooh, is really? Come on now. That hurt my heart. Because I knew, you know, like most kids, I loved animals, and it's like, wow, that's what's on my plate? Oh, man. So way, way back then, the first time I heard about vegetarians, I was like, ooh, vegetarians are really cool because they do something every day to help animals. And I thought maybe one of these days I could be vegetarian. And a whole bunch of years went by without me thinking much more about it because, like most of us, I just kind of fell into the pattern. You know, we're told that these basic four food groups are what we need. And, of course, that's all scientifically vetted, right? So all these years went by, and then it wasn't until I joined the Humane Society and started receiving literature showing what the kind of living conditions that animals are subjected to today. And I says, whoa, what third world country is this in? Where is this? Where are they treating animals this way? And I said, I've got to learn more about this. So I started learning about it, and it was like, whoa, it's right here. Oh, and that didn't sit well with me. It's like, okay, I'm a part of the problem. So I got to do something about it. So I started studying up on it because I thought, wow, you got to be, probably have to be a nutrition expert or something in order to learn how to do this thing right, learn how to eat a plant-based diet. And the more I learned about it, it was like, wow, it's not as hard as I thought. The nutrition thing is really more of a problem for those who don't eat lots of plants and fruits and vegetables and legumes. So that touched me. It was like, okay, this is probably doable. The other thing that when I started reading up that really impacted me deeply was how wasteful our existing agriculture system is. It's like we're growing all these mountains of grains and soybeans to feed cows. We're feeding them about 12 pounds of grains to produce 1 pound of meat. It's like, wow, how are we going to feed a hungry world like that? So I says, okay, I've got to do this. It's like I've learned more than I need to know what I've got to do. And I says, wow, yeah, but I'm such a habit-driven person. How can I do this? It's like, gee, okay, I've got to give myself some time. I've got to allow myself to take this a little bit at a time. Just the way, you know, whether it was true or not, it was like that's what really impressed me was, okay, I'm going to give myself a while to make this change. So I'm not going to go beyond 1 year before before I go vegetarian. And the end of the year, I was still eating one thing, McDonald's chicken filet sandwiches. And it was like, oh, do I want to give those up? I was like, no, I don't want to. But it's like I've learned too much about the way chickens are raised for food. And they're just the most mistreated animals on earth, probably. And I said, okay, I'm not going to go past my year. And so I went vegetarian. Stayed vegetarian for a year, and I started hearing about sinus infections being connected to dairy products. And I says, oh, that reminds me, way back when I first started singing at the age of 17, another singer told me, never drink milk before going on stage. And I thought, oh, he's got something there because it'll cause a mucus buildup in your throat. And I thought, well, look, if it's such a healthy food like it's supposed to be, why am I getting a mucus buildup in my throat? So I says, oh, I'm going to try this. It's worth an experiment. I'm going to go ahead and just drop all dairy products overnight and see what it feels like. And it was just amazing. It was like the most life-affirming and health-affirming thing that I can recall. The change in my life was, wow, I just felt better, more energetic almost overnight. It was like, wow, what the people have been saying about dairy products and sinus infections. Wow, okay, they're onto something there. So I've been vegan now for 26 years, plus the additional vegetarian year. And I've had one sinus infection in the last 26 years. Used to get two or three every year, bad ones. So pretty cool. Pretty cool changes. Pretty cool. I also just happened to drop a lot of weight as well. It was like I didn't even think about dropping weight, but I had gotten up to 209 it was, and that was really about 30, 40 pounds too heavy for me. I'm a little over 6 feet. And over the next 2 years of me starting to make that shift, I got down to like 170. It was like, oh, wow, I'm a lot lighter than I was like, oh, that's a surprise. Kind of a nice added benefit. Another really cool thing was lower back pain went away. Used to get lower back pain even at the young age, even at my pre-40s. And It didn't really make much sense to me that back pain could have anything to do with diet until I read Dr. Neil Barnard's book, Foods That Fight Pain. And he talks about lower back pain being connected as a possible connection to cardiovascular disease, as a possible early sign of cardiovascular disease. And I says, oh, that could be it, because I just never get lower back pain anymore. So really, really good stuff. But, you know, the all those health benefits, wonderful thing to feel better, look better, be at a healthier weight, and probably will live longer. And I thought, but a few years down the road, I thought, what's the big, big thing that I got out of all of this? And I thought, really, the big, big thing I got is that now I can look an animal in the eye, you know, without feeling guilty. It's like, okay, I know I'm here with you. I'm doing something to protect you. And I've made the commitment to step up every day and to take, make the effort to do what I can to educate people and encourage them to make some of these same changes. So, exciting stuff.
If that's not a, that's not a great advertisement for becoming vegetarian/vegan, I don't know what is. So you're firsthand experience, and you said 20 how many years?
26 years plus 1 year as a vegetarian.
26 years, so it's amazing, Don. So congratulations on your message, on what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I want to switch gears a little bit, because something else I've noticed about you, and I don't know if you and I have really ever talked about this or not, but I want some help on this, and I know my listeners want some help on this as well. I don't know if this happened the same time you went vegan or vegetarian first, then vegan, or whether you were always like this, but I've got to tell you, you are a very kind, peaceful individual. You know, I don't know you intimately, but we've been friends long enough. I've seen you interact with a lot of people, both in real life and online. And I've never seen you say something unkind. Even if somebody is attacking you for being vegan or doing this, I've never seen you say like an unkind word. So speak to us on kindness, on peace. How do you do this? Because I'm getting there. I'm pretty much there. But I think a lot of my listeners want to be just kinder people all around.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. That's a good question. Yeah, the whole kindness thing, that's so impactful. It's like I came to an insight that it was just a life-changing insight about how connected we all truly are. And it's like, okay, I don't want to point any fingers at anybody. It's like we're all still evolving, right? Doesn't matter how long we've been vegan. It's like we've all got steps to take. I don't want to tell anybody that they should be here instead of where they are. It's like everybody's right where they need to be in the present moment of their evolution. And that's something that it might take something special for us to kind of arrive at that understanding. That's a challenge to just accept that, okay, the way things are going, boy, there's a lot of cruelty in the world, right? Boy, there's a lot of suffering in the world. But if the way I try to make the difference is to point the finger at somebody and say, you should be, you ought to be, it just doesn't work. We don't like being blamed. None of us like being blamed. We like to accept the possibilities within us and accept the encouragement of others to take some of those steps and know that people have confidence in us. That's what they really need to hear. It's like, yeah.
But, you know, let's even extend it beyond being vegan. I'm talking about in our lives in general. I imagine, again, I've never been in this situation with you, but you're driving down the highway and somebody cuts you off, or somebody flips you the finger, or somebody says something really nasty to you. I'm just going to take a guess, because like I said, I've never seen you in this situation, but I'm going to guess you don't do something bad back to them. You're a really, really peaceful person. How do you handle aggressive people that are totally trying to mess with you? How do you, because let's face it, we all have that. How do you handle that?
It's really about understanding where others are coming from. And it's usually coming from fear, coming from anger. Anger comes from fear. It's like people who are flipping you the bird. They're thinking that you ought to be some other way than you are. You shouldn't be cutting them off. You ought to be thinking about them instead of yourself. That's where they're coming from. So it's like, I understand that. I used to be there. So, okay, can I just understand that, okay, this where he is right now is kind of a tough place for him. It's like, okay, he's gonna vent. And what can I do? I can try not to get caught up in his anger, caught up in his that's anger is violence, essentially. Mm-hmm. Not get caught up in that violent, the whole violent scene, the whole violent vibration. And it takes practice. It does. Especially when we're dealing with something, some aspect of our lives where we're used to doing things a certain way. And most of us do have areas like that where we know that some people can really push our buttons, and it's like, so what can I do? Well, maybe the best I can do right now is just suck it in and say, oh, that hurts.
Don, talk to me a little bit about spirituality, if I may ask you that. And if I'm getting too personal, that's, you know, I understand. But I just seems like you're the... It seems to me that you must be a very spiritual person. So talk to me about that, or talk to my guests about that, my listeners about that.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for that affirmation. Spirituality is something that for many years I was kind of like, I don't know about this God thing. It's like I called myself agnostic for many years, and it wasn't until some revelations I had about forgiveness of my father. That was a big one. It was like it dawned on me at one point that if I'm going to be angry with my father, I could see so much of myself in my father. It was like, if I'm going to be angry with him, I'm going to be angry with myself too. So it was like, as I started coming to a process of forgiveness and releasing anger and releasing blame, releasing the need to control life. So that was huge. The other big piece for me was the whole veg vegan movement and the animal rights movement. All of that, the more I contributed to that, the more I stepped into that advocate role, the better I felt. And it was like, wow, I'm really starting to get what mystics mean when they talk about oneness. It's like, ooh, feeling connected to all of life, all living beings. When I'm helping animals, it comes back to me. It's like, whoa, okay, what Jesus talked about is right. It's like, whoa, okay, treat your enemies with kindness. Turn the other cheek. It's like, okay, there's wisdom in that. It's like, okay, don't have to be manager of the world. We can slow down, be ourselves, and do what we can to inspire and educate others. And when we're doing that, we're doing our job. It's like, okay, there's not a whole lot more we can do.
I love the answer, Don. In the remaining moments we have, so you're just living a great, peaceful vegan life. You're inspiring so many people, at least in this Baltimore area for sure. And we'll talk about that in a second. I want to make sure you give people your contact information and your website. But in the couple minutes we have left, if you could make any change or changes in your life, I mean, it seems like it's pretty darn good now. But what would you change, if anything at all? Maybe nothing. But what would you change?
Oh yeah, I always have things to work on. It's like people will ask me how to do food preparation, and it's like, no, I'm a philosopher, I'm not a cook. But it's like, I get bored with my food that I'm making for myself. So it's like, okay, I want to have joy when I eat, and I'm not getting that joy anymore. So it's like, okay, time for me to step up to the plate, come up with some recipes, just give some recipes a try, and do some things that I could enthusiastically encourage others to check out. Some recipes. I saw a cool recipe today Somebody was a real lover of hot dogs, but they're vegan now, and so they came up with a way of, in place of the meat hot dog, they put a marinated carrot. And I think it was marinated in sesame oil and sesame seeds, and it looked really good. And they were putting various toppings. They had shown ones with mustard on them, ones with onions on them, ones with relish on them. And it's like, I think I'm going to try that. Kind of silly. Probably not the most healthy thing we could do, but it's kind of neat. Kind of a cool idea.
Well, the marinated carrot actually sounds pretty good. I'm ready to get some lunch, and maybe we'll get ourselves a couple of marinated carrot hot dogs. That's how you're making me hungry. No, but the point is there, though, that people think that we have to, like, remove things from our eating, and there's certain things that we just can't eat. Well, first of all, we can eat anything we want. We choose not to eat animal products. But there are options that are so delicious and so healthy that are actually made from all plants. Like your example right there of the carrot-based hot dog that marinated, that sounds delicious. And it's probably not all that unhealthy if it's made out of carrots. That's not,
especially if you have healthy bread with it.
exactly. So I love it, Don. Thanks so much, Don. Help us out if anybody is interested in finding out more about you, your website. You got a beautiful T-shirt on that has a big V. Did you design this?
No, a friend of mine, Rebecca Gilbert, near the Vegetarian Summerfest. She lives in Pittsburgh, and I see her at Vegetarian Summerfest every year. She designed this, and I thought, I need to buy a bunch of those and bring them back to Baltimore to have for folks. So that's what I did. What was the other?
How do people find out about your website? If they want to find out about upcoming events. And I know a lot of my listeners are really all over the planet. They're not necessarily Maryland-based, but we've got a lot that are Maryland-based. Yeah. And maybe some people will travel to some of your events. You never know. Yeah. So share with you people how they can find out more about you and your events.
Yeah, I'm really active on Facebook. Easiest way to find me, I'm Don Robertson. But you're probably going to find about 200 Don Robertsons. So look for Earth Saver Don, all one word, Earth Saver Don at Facebook. And you'll find me. I love posting daily acronyms showing that they're kind of educational, things like Vibrant Empathic Global Action Network. That's vegan. That's an acronym for vegan. Then there's,
I think you've got one for peace also. Do you remember it offhand? I don't know if you do or not.
I practice.
If you don't, that's okay.
I do.
I don't want to put you on the spot there.
People everywhere answering the call to evolve.
That's beautiful. There you go. See? I put you on the spot and you came through.
Thank you, Dave. They're a lot of fun. I post those every day or two. I actually, somebody suggested, why don't you do a daily guide doing a different acronym for each day? And I thought, well, that would be fun. But I can't come up with 365 peace acronyms. And at this point, I have nearly 600. So I'm getting there.
Well, I think a book might be in your future of all the different acronyms you put up over the years.
I think so, too. I've been thinking about that. It's like, okay, that hasn't become my priority yet, but I want to do that.
That sounds really cool. Anyway, Don, hey, listen, we're out of time, but I really, really appreciate you taking your time and taking a walk with me on this beautiful day as I'm looking around. I tell my listeners, I mean, I've got a really nice studio inside my house with the best of microphones and mixers, but, you know, there's nothing like being outdoors in this, which is a beautiful day like today. So Don, I appreciate you being here, being my guest, being my friend, and keep up the good work, brother, because you're doing some great stuff for people, animals, and basically every living being.
Thanks so much, David. I really appreciate your show.
We will see you next Monday, guys. Remember, a brand new show comes out every Monday. So thanks so much for listening. I'm Dr. Dave, and we'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.